Hello, my dear. Happy welcome to this global meeting, specifically designed for you, abundance and prosperity today. As you know, scientists find out that human beings could use just 5% of their potential because another 95 is came from God. Is that all our meeting about? We are praying in global prayer chain to attract heavenly blessings, heavenly abundance and prosperity to you, everyone who joined this meeting, who shared this meeting, and this is invitation to join for all 8 billion plus people, from simple people to presidents, all 8 billions to pray at 7 p.m., 1 minute plus to go do this global prayer chain. And once we unite all together, already we are in 957th meeting a row, and by participating in this meeting and watching this, you are receiving all this blessing. 957th. More about us below the video. Subscribe the channel, share this message to billions, turn on the playlist, and listen God's word sanctify your place 24/7. And as we are in this global prayer chain, global peace forum, we are uniting people and organization to finish ultimate global peace by 2027. This is predestination for all 8 billion plus people. Therefore, all 8 billion want to live in peace. Just everyone I invited to bring this brick of peace and build the temple of peace by 2027. This is possible by God's blessings. And let's see what God prepared for us today with powerful music, powerful quotes, and powerful prayers for you. Stay till then to receive full blessing. Enjoy singing along. yes, we found the promised land today. Happy welcome to promised land. Let's read few quotes from Messiah's coming, words from philosophy of peace. What purpose do all people share? What is the common gate that all people ultimately must pass through? It is neither the nation nor the world. It is neither the communist world or democratic world. Before there can be a true communist world, there must be an original family. Before there can be a true democratic world, there must be an original family that can build the true democratic world. Yet where are order, the education, and the standard of purpose for this? They have not yet appeared on the earth. Therefore, there cannot be a kingdom of peace, an ideal nation of peace, or a country of peace. They must come when such ideal family, an original family, appear on the earth. It absolutely must appear in history and share the destiny of all humankind. We need to seek that family, find that family, meet that family, and live for that family. Only then will God's providence for the earth be fulfilled, and the earth will be promised land and the heaven of rest. Okay, we want to share that this family already appeared. God sent the Messiah saying, I'm the only begotten son, only begotten daughter, and they already built heavenly kingdom. So let's go down prayer chain and rejoice together. Let's invite our honorable Irina from Uganda, Heavenly Africa, to say a short but powerful prayer for peace. Irina, can you pray now?
Yes, thank you very much, Nikolai. Good evening, dear brothers and sisters. Let's pray. Our beloved, most precious heavenly parents and our dearest true parents of heaven and earth and all humankind, our beloved Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, thank you so much for this evening. Thank you so much for the things that you have done for us today. And as usual, we want to pray that, Father, what we have done well, all glory goes to you. But what we have not done well, please forgive us and forgive us and forgive us. We know that you are the King of forgiveness. And we want to really appreciate your heart because you love us unconditionally. And we want to pray, Heavenly Parents, that on this forum, we continue to pray for peace by the year 2027. We are very grateful that you have given us an opportunity to live on earth and that we can make this earth a better place when we learn to live for the sake of others. Thank you so much, dear brothers and sisters. Let us be focused. We will not give up. We'll always do what your will is until it is done. Thank you, and I pray and report my prayer as Edna Rutanje of the Blessed Central Family. Adieu, adieu, adieu. Amen, amen, amen.
Adieu, adieu, amen, amen. Thank you very much, Irina. So powerful prayer. So beautiful to listen how you speak with Heavenly Parent. Let's invite Bishop Vakas from the Pakistan. He have a great, powerful prayers for peace. Happy welcome, Bishop Vakas.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. To parents, to sisters, brothers, heavenly true parents of humankind. Thank you, Lord, for today. Oh, Lord, dear Lord God, thank you for seeing us through this day. Thank you for your faithfulness and the assurance that you are always with us. We are never defenseless. Your grace is enough to sustain us, and you will never fail us. Thank you for equipping us and giving us all we need for this day. Please lead and guide us and grant us wisdom and insight for all we face. May your will be done in our lives and on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this prepare us to meet the constant struggles of daily life with a deeper faith and trust in you. Let your love set us free for peace, for joy, for grace, for life, for others, forever. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, adieu and amen.
Adieu, adieu, amen, amen. Thank you very much, dear Bishop Vaca. So powerful prayer. So good to hear how you speak with God. Yeah, pray from the East.
Thank you.
From Pakistan, Malaysia. Okay. Let's invite Grace to say a powerful prayer for peace. Grace, happy welcome. Can you pray now? Shortly prayer. Powerful.
Thank you so much. Good evening. Let's pray. Good evening, our dear loving heavenly parent, our most precious two parents of heaven, earth, and humankind. We are so grateful and excited to be here in your presence. Your children across the world are uniting together this evening to pray for peace in this world. Beloved heavenly parents, we want to fulfill your will. And heavenly parent, your will is to create the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Heavenly Father, we pray that you grant us this opportunity as we gather here together. And let us be the children who can fulfill our purpose. And the purpose is creating joy unto you so that together we can live happily as a parent and his children. Precious Heavenly Parent, we are seeking for your guidance. We are seeking, Heavenly Parent, your intervention. And bring us, Heavenly Parent, abundance and prosperity in our families, in our work, Heavenly Parent, in our colleagues, everywhere in the world, King of Kings. We pray that, Heavenly Parent, let us be able to feel your presence, Heavenly Parent, in every situation. Help us not to go astray as we are doing your work. Help us, Heavenly Parent, and bring us back to you so that, Heavenly Father, together we can rejoice once again as your children that you intended to create at the time of the beginning, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much. I'm so, so grateful and offer everyone here on this platform and all that are going to meet this message so that it can turn them back to you and recognize you as the Heavenly Parent and you can sit properly in your seat as the King and Queen of Heaven and Earth. Thank you so much. In the name of our most precious two parents, I pray. Thank you.
Amen, amen. So beautiful prayer. So beautiful to hear Mother Nature along with you. Love Africa. Okay, please join my prayer too. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you alive here. As you create first ancestors, Adam and Eve, and you image, we understand that you are our Heavenly Father and our Heavenly Mother. And we pray for you. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, we just shout out to break through all these historical barriers that was stopping you children to be with you. Now, as you send the Messiah and coming, Holy God, Son, Holy God, the other day, as true parents, build Heavenly Kingdom already the 12th year. And just remain for all children, all 8 billions, they feel this call for action to inherit the Heavenly Kingdom, to live in peace. And now is this possible? By 2027, everyone could inherit it in their life, in their family, community, country, and the world. Time will be done, dear Heavenly Parent, this as you inspire us to pray constantly, unceasingly in the scriptures for our brothers who are sick. We see how sick our brothers and sisters, from simple people to presidents, how they are fighting in the wars and the sanctions and all of these difficulties. We pray for them. Please illuminate them with the visions and dreams of peace, absolute peace, as the era of direct presence of God. Era without any trace of sin, just start already the 12th year, and we are in the zenith with God, and you are with us 24/7. Heavenly Parent, and we are so happy about this abundance that you build all this world, everything from the atoms to energy, everything is just for you children, and all these treasures on the earth and on the cosmos. Unfortunately, dear Heavenly Parent, after all, everything was divided, and we see how some brothers, they have 99% of the wealth of the globe, and another just nothing. Dear Heavenly Parent, we pray that you could help those brothers and sisters, those billionaires, and to unite with Messiah's coming and unite this global global family project for peace 2037 to equalize the world, that everybody could be equal because everyone are children of God. Dear Heavenly Parent, this is possible, and let your will be done. Dear Heavenly Parent, as we pray here together with you, we want to ask you for forgiveness for all the difficulties historically was with your children, but we want to unite with you and fix all these problems, all these difficulties in the world. And by this, as we pray for abundance and prosperity for all Edinon Plus people on the earth, for all our brothers and sisters, that we could be like really Homo sapiens, smart enough to share the goodness as Jesus shared his bread and wall was fed. And now is the time to do this globally and cosmically. Dear Heavenly Parent, does as we pray for your will to be done, I pray for everyone, the representative of humanity who came here. I pray for Muisa and Congo, for Lydia, Irina, Grace in Heavenly Africa, and Bishop Bakas in Pakistan, and I'm in Europe with Jan. Dear Heavenly Parent, please help us to find those money to help you children. We have great projects to help you children, and is coming now with great project every day, every hour, every second. We do this to help orphan children and others, and Bishop Vakas now is doing global fundraising to help his people in needs and his community. Please help him, dear Heavenly Parent. I pray for everyone, dear Heavenly Parent, and bring this short report for abundance for all. And my name is Nikolai Kirpala, Center Blessed Family. Adieu, amen, amen, amen. Let's invite Lydia Gattoni to say 1 minute prayer for peace. Happy welcome. Okay, please pray. Yes, Lydia, please pray. You can pray now. Open mic.
Okay. Thank you so much. I hope you can hear me.
Yes, okay, we can hear you. Please pray. You have just 1 minute.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we worship you, we give you praise, we magnify your holy name, Jehovah Redeemer. Thank you for the peace that you gave us, Jesus. When you are going, when you are dying, you said that you are going to give us peace, which is passes a human understanding. Lord, we welcome that peace in the whole world, Jehovah Redeemer. We welcome that peace in our family in Jesus' mighty name. We welcome peace in our country in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome peace in our armies, in our family, in our presidents, in our leaders, in our churches. We welcome peace wherever we are. We speak peace upon our lives. We speak peace everywhere. It is peace, 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 peace. Holy Spirit, take over, take over, take over. We worship you and we give you praise, Jehovah Redeemer. Abba, Father, receive all the glory and honor. And Father, because you anointed us and we are here, Lord Almighty, to pray for peace, Father, thank you for that peace. I know, Lord Almighty, even we are in the families where there is no peace, Lord, you are going to give us peace. In the countries which are no peace, Lord, you are going to give them peace. We worship you, Jehovah Redeemer. Thank you, King Jesus, for dying for us, and you left peace upon our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we do pray and believe. Shalom.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much, Lydia. So powerful prayer. Bye-bye for everyone. See you tomorrow, same time, same place. Thy will be bye. Done. Let's God's will bless everyone. Prosperity. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Please.